Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jeff says, hi, Ben and Kelly. Thought I'd ask you guys for advice on how to approach my wife with a request I feel like could go sideways.
Okay.
And for the ladies listening, please hear me out before judging me too harshly.
Okay.
My wife and I have been married for 6 years. She's a bona fide smoke show. I'm a lucky man. I know I married up, and she's way out of my league. She's always cared about fitness and eating right. She's been a positive influence on me in that way. She used to work in an office, but switched to working from home a year ago, and it's been awesome for her. She's happier, and that's fantastic. The only thing I miss now that she's home more is that she kind of stopped putting in the effort she made when she was going into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Like she lives in sweats and oversized shirts and fuzzy socks, always throws her hair in a ponytail. And again, she's a smoke show no matter what she wears.
Okay, thanks for reminding us that, Jeff.
Yep. I just would love to see her wearing a nice outfit every once in a while. She's got a huge wardrobe that's going unused. Now, I'm not asking her to dress like she would for the office every day, but even when we go out to run errands, she's putting on her yoga pants or her nice joggers, which, again, looks hot on her. I try to make sure that I look good for her. I wear her favorite cologne on the weekends and still dress decent for my work. I know women can easily get offended if guys give any opinions about their appearance, especially when not asked.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I gently encourage her to put a little effort into her look a little more often? Again, please be gentle. I promise I'm not a Neanderthal. Be gentle with Jeff.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know. Maybe find some more opportunities to do things where it requires you to actually, put on nicer clothes. Like, going out to maybe nicer restaurants or going to see a show at the Kentucky Center or going, you know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe find those.
Give her an occasion.
Yeah. Give her an occasion because right now she doesn't have an occasion.
Right. I get that. And maybe he suggests if there was something he likes to see her in, suggests like, oh, hey, why don't you wear that one shirt? I really love the way you look in it.
Ah, see
maybe
there.
He suggests, certain outfits.
So Kelly, what if this was said to you?
Like, listen, my fuzzy socks.
How could you not be? Are you walking away from that conversation not feeling hurt?
It's tough. It's tough to not feel a little hurt. Mm-hmm. Yes, you always want to think that your husband thinks you're attractive, mm-hmm. right? But I think you also realize when you haven't been putting in the effort. I think it would hurt more if she thought she was putting in the effort and then wasn't getting appreciated. But it's a tough conversation to have because no one wants to, at the bottom line, it's a criticism.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to hear criticism. So then that's why he's coming to us is like, how do I make it not sound like criticism, but more of a suggestion because I love it.
So I know Jeff isn't necessarily alone, and whether it's a wife talking to a husband or a husband talking to a wife, about their look and about letting themselves go, so to speak, right? How do you do that?
Well, she's not letting herself go. She's just
letting herself go in the looks, like in her outfit.
Her outfit, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not meaning like in her health or anything like that.
Right.
I'm just meaning in her outfit. But yeah, I know that he's not alone. That's what I'm saying. So if you've had to have this conversation, how did it go? What did you say?
How'd you approach it?
And are you still married or are you still with
that
person?
Yes, how was it received?
Right? 502-795-1997. That is our number. We'll get some of your stories on the way next. I got to be honest. The gloves haven't come off nearly as much as I anticipated with our group therapy here on the show. Jeff needs words to tell his wife to make more of an effort with her appearance since she's started working from home. She's kind of stopped putting in that effort to look nice. He thinks she's hot and whatever, but would love to see her put in just a little effort into her looks every now and again.
It's really just like hair and makeup. Like, she puts her hair in a ponytail and wears sweats all the time. So he's just kind of like, hey, she's got this big wardrobe of really nice clothes. And maybe if, you know, I just miss when she dressed up every day for work.
James texts in and says, the same thing happened to me when I started working at home. I didn't care about appearance because honestly didn't have to leave the house. So what my boyfriend did is got tickets to shows, nice dinners. He dressed up, which made me dress up. So that's how I think he needs to navigate the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Trina's saying the same thing. Hey, Jeff, I'll be easy on you. Take her out somewhere nice. It requires her to dress up. As a former makeup artist, turned stay-home mom of three kids, all of the things you're saying take a lot of work and time. Doing our hair and makeup takes time, and those things cost us money. We don't want to waste the products and don't feel like doing it just to be sitting at home or to run to Walmart. You want her looking nice, take her out somewhere that requires putting in a little more effort.
Tara writes on Facebook, bro, take control. Make reservations at her favorite nice restaurant. Lay out that little black dress that you know she loves wearing. Tell her, quote, be ready at such and such o'clock. We're going out. Wear this. Give her a reason to wear the nice stuff.
Yes.
I think everybody is kind of saying, hey, you haven't really given her a reason to, because right now in her everyday life, she doesn't have a reason to.
Exactly. And,
so,
you know,
give her that
you can
reason.
Suggest things that you love, you know, the way she looks in. I think every woman feels complimented if you say, hey, you look great in that. And, you know, maybe then she'll be motivated to wear that, knowing that you love the way she looks in it. Kirk says Ben sounds disappointed with the lack of drama.
I know. I was kind of hoping there would be a little bit more drama.
Hashtag drama king.
Yeah. Lisa says, has Jeff looked around at other women while, quote, running errands? Yoga pants and joggers are the national uniform for women today.
That is kind of true. That is kind of true. But he's just saying, yeah, I just kind of miss, though, you know, she's got really nice other clothes and love the way she looked at them.
Okay. So are we done with Jeff? Are we just telling him basically, hey, give her a reason, give her compliments.
Yes.
And you know,
give me suggestions.
Start there.
Yes. But just compliment her on, hey, I love that shirt on you, or I love those jeans on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Andrew has a final suggestion, kind of saying, same type of deal. Used to go into the office, wear dress slacks, button up every day. Now I work at home and wear gym shorts, sweatpants, T-shirt every day. One day my wife said to me, I miss you getting dressed up for work. She didn't say it maliciously or condescendingly. She was just being honest. I really didn't take offense to it, just took it in. So a day later, I took her for a date at a nice restaurant and we both dressed up.
There you go. Maybe it is just as simple as saying it like that. Like, oh, I miss that. Cute outfits.
I miss that.
When you went to the office.
Era. Right. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Jeff. We're
just
all rooting for you.
Say it in flirty ways, and hopefully she won't get mad. Okay, good luck.
That's group therapy.